producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. I'm Asa Andrew, your health and lifestyle coach, and this is Healthy Talk Radio. From heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze, this is talk radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Or you can always send me an email. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Let's go with Bill. Hi, Bill. Welcome to the show, man.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely. What's going on? How can I help?
I got a lot of stomach problems for years. It's unbearable. And I've got a digestive disease doctor that he found a hiatal hernia, but no ulcers or no nothing like that. But it's gotten to where I can't eat anything because I got so much gas. I can't, when I lay down, I got to burp it all out. When I get up in the morning, I got it all day, just burp, burp, burp. And it's, I was wondering if there's something else we could look for, or they said there's no stomach diseases. So is there something natural I could eat or drink that would help?
Yeah, let me get this right. You had everything checked out, and they said everything's clear. They don't know why you feel that way. Is that right?
Right, we're going to have to keep going with some tests. They haven't done an actual, like, stool test or nothing like that. They checked the blood, and they said they can check the stomach diseases, digestive diseases with blood.
Mm.
But I don't know if they can check them all like that.
Yeah.
But so far, we haven't had no success. I actually just fired my doctor of 12 years.
You fired him?
I fired her, and I'm not the digestive disease doctor, my primary doctor, and I'm starting all over with new doctors, and because I'm just miserable, and for 12 years she's been dealing with me with this, and we've gotten nowhere. I just now ate a salad. I'll be miserable for 2 days, but I need to eat some vegetables because I'm not able to get my energy and my health up to where it needs to be because I'm limited now to what I can eat that don't affect me.
So everything you eat for the most part makes you gassy and bloated, right?
Yeah, or nauseous, and mostly gassy and bloated. Bloated, like my stomach will come out 2 or 3 inches half of the time. It'll bloat out that much.
You still have your gallbladder?
Yes.
Have they checked it?
Yes, sir. They checked it. Did an ultrasound on it and stuff, and it's fine. And that was one of the first things we checked. But
okay. Do me a favor. Give me a quick normal day in the life of Bill. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I just want to see what you eat on a typical day.
Okay. In the mornings, I can eat a couple of pieces of toast and some scrambled eggs. It'll give me a little bit of gas, but not a lot. You know, but I'll have some kind of fiber cereal like Raisin Bran or Mini Wheats or something. Lunch is kind of up in the air. Usually I'll have the Quaker Oats.
Sure.
Bars. I'll have a couple of those. And then dinner will be either, you know, some chicken and some beans or a steak and a salad, something like that. Not a heavy dinner, but a good dinner.
Okay.
But I do drink about maybe a pot of coffee a day. I don't drink enough water. I know that.
So, all right. Well, here, let's come up with a game plan for just a second, because it sounds like to me, just based on some of those food items that you just listed out, there's a lot you can do to change your diet that I think would make a real big difference in the way that you feel.
Right.
Have you ever heard of a substance called gluten?
I've heard of it, yes. They talk about it along with the calories and everything in your food.
All right.
But I don't.
That's okay.
I wouldn't know where to look for it.
Let me tell you what it is, okay? Gluten is a protein found in most grains. Now, there's several grains that don't have gluten in it, but the majority of the grains that we eat in our American diet has gluten in it. And that would be bread, pasta, cereal, crackers. If it has flour in it, it probably has gluten, unless you've got a gluten-free type of situation that you're eating. Now, gluten is a real challenge because there's a lot of people that can get deathly sick because of it, and they're diagnosed with what's called celiac disease. And these people that have celiac disease have such a sensitivity to gluten that it makes them almost deathly ill. But the majority of Americans actually have what's called a gluten sensitivity, which is where their bodies can, you can eat gluten, but you're going to pay a little bit of a price, whether it's fatigue, joint pain, energy levels really go down. You've got digestive issues, irritable bowel, Crohn's, ulcerative colitis are all affected by gluten. And so one of the first things that we always do when we're looking down the pipeline with these kind of things is to look at removing gluten from the diet. It's something you could easily do, and it's basically just cutting out all the bread, pasta, cereal, crackers from your diet. So, for example, for breakfast, if you ate eggs, you would just simply eat eggs and maybe a bowl of fresh berries or something like that. Get some good type of fruit or vegetable, but you stay away from the grains. And then also, you want to be careful because oatmeal, unfortunately, it's not technically a gluten-based food, but where they manufacture all of the flour-based products, they manufacture oatmeal too. So what happens is the gluten powder from the different wheat products and whatnot, they kind of float through the air and they end up in the bins with the oatmeal, so it has gluten in it, so it will affect you the same way. And that's why eating those oatmeal bars and gluten-based foods are going to irritate your digestive tract, but it's going to cause other foods not to be able to digest and absorb as well as they should. And so eliminating that would be one of the first things you want to look into. And if you're working with your gastrointestinal, your GI docs, and you're finding a new primary care doc, they'll probably work with you on that. And say, hey, I'm looking into some new dietary things. No physician is going to argue that. If you're looking at healthier options for eating, I mean, that's a home run right there. The other is to look into probiotics. Probiotics are the kind of the opposite of antibiotics. We've taken antibiotics for so long, and antibiotics are what they are. They remove bacteria from the digestive tract. They just clear it all out. And that's important when you're dealing with an infection of some kind. But we need good, healthy bacteria in our diet every single day. And because we've taken antibiotics for so long, replenishing the good bacteria in our digestive tract is important for proper digestion. So when you get a lot of gas and bloating, not only are you probably not breaking your food down or had sensitivities to certain foods, but you probably don't have the right bacterial flora in there to help break down your food. So looking into probiotics and digestive enzymes to take with your meals could just really make a big difference in the overall digestive equation for you. But I definitely wouldn't give up on it for sure. And I know it's frustrating, but the conversation we're having right now is taking you down the right path. These are the kind of clues to look for when you're looking from more of a natural perspective, continuing to work with the team you're working with. But if you'll look in my book, Empowering Your Health, you might find some secrets and some keys that we're talking about that could be a great benefit to you. So hydrochloric acid, betaine HCl, or apple cider vinegar can also be helpful in breaking down the excess proteins that could be causing you to have that bloating effect, which is just really uncomfortable. I know where you are. I've seen too many people, talk with too many people, work with too many people that have dealt with the kind of situation that you're dealing with. So don't give up, but look into some of the clues and continue working with your docs on this. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type are referred to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today, 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trusts has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
The legendary Dr. Joe Wallach, heard on Alex Jones, George Norrie, Benny Hinn, and so many more, is on his 90 for Life tour, and you can see him live and in person Monday, October 26, 6:30 p.m. at the Unity Village, 1901 Northwest Blue Parkway, Unity Village, Missouri. Don't miss this incredible event. Call 615-389-7733 to reserve your seats today. That's 615-389-7733.
Do you lay awake at night and worry about the health and safety of you and your loved ones? Do you wonder what would happen if you weren't able to get to a hospital or doctor? How can you keep your family safe against the deadly pathogens that are beginning to emerge in the world today? Give yourself peace of mind with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is turning heads around the world as a new weapon in the fight against bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver can be taken internally or used topically to help the body's own immune system fight off disease much more effectively. Supernatural Silver has been tested at independent universities and laboratories around the world and has been proven to be safe and highly effective against some of the planet's deadliest pathogens. There is no better product to have in your home for daily use or emergency preparedness. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, use the code SILVER2015 for 20% off, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Call now
call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. And get healthy online at oncallradio.com.
Lines are open 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio, the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Check us out. You can also sign up for our weekly email newsletter. Let's go to Marilyn. Hi, Marilyn. Welcome to the show, darling.
Hi, Dr. Asa. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure, hon. How can I?
I have an 84-year-old mother-in-law who has constant high blood pressure. She is on four medications right now. One is clonidine, one is hydrochlorite, one is metrolol. I can't pronounce it. Metoprolol.
It's called metoprolol.
Okay. And the other one is quinapril. And the doctors have tried everything with her. They say they do not know what is causing her blood pressure to be constantly high.
Are her kidneys okay?
Pardon?
Are her kidneys okay?
Yes. Yes.
They are. Okay.
Kidneys are fine, and the low number on the blood pressure is always okay. It's just the top number is you know, just is constantly high enough that it scares her, you know, that she's just going to die.
Yeah, I understand. So with all the medication, is it keeping it low or is it still high?
It's still high. That's the thing. And the last resort they told her was to take more of the clonidine. But even at that, she still cannot keep it level. I mean, it just is every day. This is an everyday thing.
Is she overweight?
Probably some.
Like, what's her height?
She has osteoporosis and circulation, you know, issues also.
What is her age?
Her age is 84.
84. What's her height and weight, would you say?
I would say maybe 5'3" or 5'4". Weight of, I'm not very good at that, probably maybe 170.
Yeah, she's overweight. That's too much for that height.
Well, she does not get any exercise, hardly at all.
She can't because of the blood pressure, or she can't.
Well,
because
it's just her. The other things that are, like, she has had several cracked vertebrae in her back because of the osteoporosis. So she's afraid to do things because she's had so many of those cemented back together.
I got it. Well, let me help you come up with a couple of things for a game plan. One is the first thing she might want to consider is, I mean, if this was my mother, this is what I would have her doing. Okay, so let's talk like that, because I can empathize with you in so many ways. I've seen that even with some folks in my family at one point. Mini trampoline, it's called rebounding. It's one of the best exercises. It's weight-bearing, but it's not. And so for somebody that's had, you know, back issues or hip issues or, you know, aches and pains and osteoporosis, osteopenia, it's really good because even though you're weight bearing, you're on that mini trampoline, so you never actually touch the ground. It's kind of soft, but yet it's weight bearing to the body. And so jumping up and down a mini trampoline, not real high, but just a slight bounce that comes with videos. I would go to urbanrebounder.com. That's urbanrebounder.com. They're about maybe $100, and they last for a long time, and they've got a little stabilization bar. She doesn't have to worry about her falling. She can hold on to it. And it's great because you can put it in the living room right in front of the TV. Studies have shown at Harvard that lowering blood pressure naturally just by jumping 5 minutes a day, working your way up to 20 minutes a day, and it's incredible cardiovascular exercise. It'll cause her obviously to burn calories and to help with her overall metabolism, increase her energy levels. It's all the way around a great tool. So it's something you want to look into. The other thing is, because exercise for her is going to be important, the other thing that she can look into, certain amino acids, L-arginine, L-citrulline, green tea has actually been shown to do some really great things in this area. NADH, a version of niacin, it's an activated version of niacin, can work very well. So there's several cofactors that she can look into as far as supplementation goes. Her diet is extremely important.
So, I mean, I would have her look into, I mean, I would look into the anti-inflammatory diet. I would. That's why I wrote it and wrote the book, Empowering Your Health, because that is a great tool to kind of reset the body and give the body what it needs. Because when you're 84, you've been eating a certain way for a long time, and it's hard to break those habits. But she's at a place right now where she's taking four different medications for her blood pressure, and it's not kicking in. I mean, that's why the physicians are kind of like scratching their head, thinking, this is kind of a big deal. Like, well, just take some more clonidine. I mean, you know, let's just hope for the best. That's pretty much what they're telling you. So it's time for you to help her become proactive. And again, you know, write all these things down. If you're going to pursue some of these, let them know about it. You know, not just because of legal reasons or anything, but they need to know. See, because they're going to think it's the clonidine working. And they need to know everything that you're about to look into so everybody's on the same page so they can track it. Because what would be amazing is if she started implementing some radical lifestyle changes and increasing exercise, changing her diet and that sort of thing. And then all of a sudden things started regulating more. What if she lost 20 pounds? That'd be a good thing. So it's just about her changing and doing some things differently that normally she wouldn't do. If you do the things today that others won't do, you'll have the things tomorrow others won't have. It's true. So she starts changing some radical changes in her life right now. She'll have a radically different health in days to come. It's the way life is. If she keeps doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result, that's the definition of insanity. Not that she is, but that's a little quote and a little saying, and it's true if you think about it. If we keep doing the same thing over and over again and we want a different result, it's just not going to happen. So those are some things to look into. She doesn't have to. I mean, blood pressure is one of those phenomena that really is frustrating. I think it's one of the health challenges that's out there that keeps physicians baffled. And it's true, because you can have a skinny person and their blood pressure's through the roof and the medication can't manage it, and everybody's scratching their head. That's why I was asking about the kidneys, because they can be an issue within blood pressure too many times. But yeah, that's something to look into. Lifestyle, 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 lifestyle. Our choices matter so much with all of these health challenges, and no different with blood pressure. So the fact that she's overweight and the fact that she hasn't really changed her diet and the fact that she doesn't exercise is very promising, because if you look into adding those in, it could create some massive change. Thanks for the call.
Hi, America's Health Coach here to tell you about the benefits of matcha green tea from Matcha Organics. Matcha green tea can help you boost your metabolism and burn those calories, calm and relax your body from anxiety and stress, increase your focus, and experience long, clean, organic energy without the jitters. Plus, matcha green tea has over 1,000 antioxidants. When it comes to green tea, there's no better choice, in my opinion, than matcha green tea from Matcha Organics. Using matcha green tea powder regularly can help lower your bad cholesterol and increase the good cholesterol in your body. Order matcha green tea now from Matcha Organics and receive the 100 Matcha Green Tea Recipe ebook for free. This ebook features great recipes which will teach you how to use matcha green tea throughout the day besides just drinking it. Plus, get a 60-day no questions asked Matcha Organics money back guarantee. To order your matcha green tea today, visit matchaorganics.com. That's matchaorganics.com. Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite. There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Be part of the show. Call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. And get healthy online at oncallradio.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Check us out. You know, car pollution can damage the brain, a new study says. It says being exposed to highway pollution can cause brain damage in mice, also with memory loss and Alzheimer's disease. U.S. researchers said Thursday that scientists recreated the airborne pollutants that come from the burning of fossil fuels and weathering of car parts and pavement, and exposed mice to the harsh air for 15 hours per week over 10 weeks. The tiny air particles were roughly 1,000th the width of human hair and too small for car filtration systems to trap, but exerted massive damage on the brains of the exposed mice, said the study. You can't see them, but they're inhaled and they have an effect on the brain neurons that raises the possibility of long-term brain health consequences of freeway air, said the senior author Caleb Finch of the University of Southern California. The scientists found the exposure resulted in significant damage to neurons involved in learning and memory, and they detected signs of inflammation associated with premature aging and Alzheimer's disease. The study was published in the peer-reviewed Journal of Environmental Health Perspectives, and more research is necessary to determine if the same effects could be seen in humans. Well, of course, this leads to the question, how do we protect urban dwellers from this type of toxicity? And that's a huge unknown, Finch said. And we do. We live in a toxic environment. especially if you live in a big city like L.A., Chicago, Dallas, Atlanta. You live in the big city and you're faced with a lot of these toxic pollutants. I mean, and that's what I'm saying. You can't, unfortunately, we want to be healthy and we want to avoid toxins and we want to make our bodies as healthy as possible. But we are limited by our environment just a little bit. And you know, depending on where you live, it really makes a big difference because our environment plays such a big role and you can't avoid some of these toxins. I mean, the environment is what it is. The air quality is what it is. And so we have to do everything we can every single day to protect ourselves, to take antioxidants, to do oral chelating agents and drinking things that can be helpful for us for like chlorella or chlorophyll and aloe vera juice, all of these kind of things that you can do every single day to naturally detoxify your body. Eating healthy, eat plenty of good healthy fats. You know, the fats, the good healthy fats will help naturally chelate. But, you know, at the end of the day, there's a lot you can do. If genetics are only a third of it, there's two-thirds that we can control for the most part. And so we need to jump in the game and do as much as we can to make a difference. 888-283-7072, you're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio. If you haven't signed up with Facebook and Twitter and become a part of the social media world, jump in. You can go to asaandrew.com and all the links are there to jump on and become a fan or whatever you want to become. We'd love to have you a part of our world so we can keep you updated. And also the new email newsletter is at asaandrew.com now. It's launching out. So if you want to join in that, it's free, costs you nothing, but will empower you with all kinds of great information. But let's go to Annette, or Nanette now. Nanette, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi there, darling. What's going on?
I appreciate the opportunity to talk to you.
Likewise.
I've got some digestion issues.
Okay.
It started about 15 years ago, and I've been to every doctor that I can think of, and I've even had my gallbladder removed because they said it was sluggish. But what happens while I'm eating, I get a feeling that it's my food is stuck. It won't go down and it won't come up. It just kind of sits there. And then I get the hiccups. And then I end up having to go to the bathroom because I'm more than likely going to be vomiting.
Hmm. Okay.
I've had the GI studies and...
There's no narrowing of your esophagus or anything like that? Everything's fine?
Yeah, they said everything checked out fine and looked fine, and the barium swallows and everything I've done, they can't find anything. And, of course, I don't go to the doctor when I'm having a problem. If I could be there for them to see it, then they can find something. But I just wondered if you had what I could do.
It's okay. I mean, there's a lot going on with that. And it's been going on for how long?
Well, the first time it happened was 15 years ago.
Okay.
I know this because I had started a new job, and I related it to stress, but...
Mm-hmm. That's true.
And then I tried to narrow it down to certain foods I was eating, and it doesn't matter. It can be fried, it can be baked, it can be soup, it can be water, it can be tea, it can be green. It's just one bite or 15 bites. It doesn't matter. It's just different times. It's not something that you can pinpoint.
Do you get a lot of acid reflux?
Well, that's what they said I had, too. And then after I listen to you, I'm thinking, well, I don't know if I have acid reflux or not. So.
Well, and you might not be. You just might be where you don't produce enough hydrochloric acid in your digestive tract to be able to break down your food. And so when you eat, like a protein, which would be like chicken, fish, beef, eggs, something like that, then the body doesn't have really what it needs to break it down. So it does feel like it's just kind of sitting there. And, you know, a lot of people struggle with that. And so, I mean, there's several things you can do. I mean, there's natural things you can do. When you're eating meals, there's what's called food combining. So you want to be real careful on what you eat. Like, don't eat typically a starch with a meat, for example. It's, you can, but it's real, you got to be real particular. So, for example, if somebody eat a hamburger, it's really hard for the body to process white flour at all anyway. I mean, I would throw that out no matter what. But to eat white flour with a burger is going to slow the digestive process down. It's going to be hard for the body to break it down, or harder, rather than if you ate just a beef patty, for example, and had some vegetables with it. The body would break that down a lot easier because it would have enzymes and whatnot from the vegetables to be able to help break that down, and it would, it's just a lot easier. So food combining can be a real blessing in this kind of situation. in the anti-inflammatory diet that I talk about in my book, Empowering Your Health, that really will lay things out for you in a great way and show you all the different food groups, how to combine them properly together, getting the right amounts of proteins, lean quality proteins, low glycemic carbohydrates in the form of fruits and vegetables, and then the good healthy fats, omega-3s, 6s and 9s, almonds, walnuts, cashews, all that kind of stuff. So those are all important to look at. Apple cider vinegar is really good too, and it's a little test that you can do, and you always want to do this before you start taking anything like that, but you can take a little apple cider vinegar with a meal. It's a little self-test, and if it burns really bad when you take it with one of your meals, then you have too much acid. Now, that's very rare, but it is possible. And then if you want to use it and it doesn't burn at all, matter of fact, it makes you feel like you're not bloated, that you digested your food very well at that meal, better than you probably had at a lot of meals, then you know that you don't have enough hydrochloric acid in your digestive tract, and then you can let your physician know that. You can look into things like hydrochloric acid, betaine, HCL. Health food store folks can help you with those. Those are little supplements that you can take with your meals to help break down proteins. So, I mean, those kind of things are pretty easy to check in with, and it's something that's very common. So what you're dealing with is not uncommon. It's actually very common. A lot of people struggle with it, where it just you eat and you feel like the food's just sitting there. And that's something that a lot of people struggle with. So something to look into as you're kind of in this journey. 15 years is a long time. And stress levels are a big one, too. Also, don't drink much with your meals at all. Don't drink water. Don't drink Coke. Don't drink sodas. Don't drink fruit juice. Don't drink much with your meal, because it does disrupt your natural body's ability of hydrochloric acid to break foods down. Food can putrefy, proteins won't break down as well, and instead of digesting 80 or 90% of your food, you only digest maybe 20, 25%, something like that. So just be cautious in that. But those are a couple of things that can be helpful. Your diet is a key. If it's like you said, fried food, baked food, doesn't matter, you still have an issue with it. When you've got digestive issues of any kind, it's time for you to get completely radical. And you have to get to where you're going to eat perfect for a period of time. And when I say perfect, in my book, I thought you'll kind of get a good sense of what that really means. And it doesn't mean it has to be that way forever. But it means that when you've got digestive issues and your physicians that you've been to, no one can really help. The medications aren't helping. And all the tests are coming back clear. You've got to step back and go, well, I don't feel clear. And so you've got to start looking at your lifestyle habits, because the foods that you eat, water you drink, air you breathe, the rest that you get, I mean, all these different choices that you can make every day. See, the doctors can't make those choices for you. You have to start making those choices for you and making the right decisions. And by doing that, you're going to be in a better place. So I would look into some of that and get with your docs on that and kind of come up with a good game plan. And I think you'll notice some difference. But it really does come down to what you eat. And you've got to figure out if you've got enough hydrochloric acid or not, and then go from there. Okay, thanks so much for the call. 888-283-7272. Check us out, asaandrew.com. Let's go now to Dale. Hi, Dale.
Well, what a great program you have.
Thank you, sir.
I wish you had a local station in my area that covered it. I'm all the way up in Cleveland, Ohio. Not Cleveland, Tennessee, but Cleveland, Ohio.
The other Cleveland. Yeah, we're working on Cleveland, Ohio right now. So keep posting. I'll tell you a great thing you can do is the talk station that you like up there, write the program director a letter or an email and suggest that they carry the show. That goes a long way.
Okay.
What is your question, Dale?
I suffered a fairly severe electrocution about 6 or 8 weeks ago, and it went through my arm, and my arm between my shoulder and elbow has a continuing pain in there, and I'm wondering if there's something I could or might do or should do about it.
So it happened about 8 weeks ago, and it just shocked you through that arm, and you're still getting little sensations down through the arm?
I think if it had gone through my body, I'd be dead.
All right, well, let's do this. Let's come out of this break, and we'll talk a little bit about having electric shock and what to do.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio, next.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology. Trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The show online, oncallradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. You're listening to the best in healthy talk radio, the show where your health really is your greatest wealth. Going to the break, talking with Dale. Dale got electrocuted, and then all of a sudden, that was about 8 weeks ago, and now he's having a little bit of aftermath. Go into your story a little bit again, Dale.
Yes, it was a fairly severe electrical. I call it electrocution. It's more than a shock because I fooled around with the electronics since I was a kid, and I had plenty of shocks in my time. But this was a fairly long duration. It seemed like minutes, but realistically, it was probably 10 or 20 seconds, which were was a pretty long time. And it came back a second time. I thought I was going to die. I really did.
Mm-hmm.
Fortunately, it was went through my arm, but I have continuing pain between my elbow and my shoulder, mainly closer to the shoulder. And I was wondering if there was something that I might or could or should do.
Well, is it just hurting in your shoulder, or is it shooting down your arm?
Well, it doesn't shoot. It's more of a dull pain. It's it's mostly in my arm up to my shoulder, possibly could be in up to the joint. I'm not quite sure.
Okay. Did you talk with your doctors and kind of get their thoughts on it?
No, I didn't. I'm not one much. I'm in pretty good health, and I rarely go to the doctor.
You just got electrocuted, though.
Yes.
All right. This is one of those times. Let me just speak some wisdom to you. This is one of those times where you don't just want to shake it off. Okay.
Not like this, my arm was doing.
Yeah.
Was going
no, I'm just telling you. I mean, you got to go to your family doctor and potentially to a neurologist and let them look you over.
Oh, there. I might try to seek out a neurologist then.
I would start with a family doc first. You can't just walk over to a neurologist office. You got to go into your family doc first and kind of go with the chain of command a little bit.
Well, I don't have one, so how do I go about going through that process?
Do you have I would find, this is the way I would do it. I'd find a good buddy of yours in town. Ask around, say, who do they go to for primary care? And, you know, ask if they like them. Obviously, they're going to like them if they've been with them for like 10 years or something. And go in and see them and get established to have a primary care doctor. A primary care physician is kind of like a head coach. And everybody needs a head coach in their life for whatever game they're playing. And when it comes to our health, you just need one. You need one that you can go and bounce questions off of and someone that you know knows you and knows your health inside and out. It's just, I mean, it's very important to have a good primary care doc and one that you trust. So that's what I would do is I would find a primary care physician that you really like and go see them. But I would do this quickly. I wouldn't wait for another month. I would do this in the next week or so. And go in there and tell them what's going on. They're probably going to refer you at that point to a neurologist just to get it a once-over. And they can do all their testing and whatnot on you and make sure that everything's clear and everything is okay. And that's the protocol that needs to happen. I mean, this is not a conversation where I need to tell you that, you know, certain vitamins and minerals are going to be helpful for that. This is where you need to get checked out, see what they say, get the report from the neurologist, then call me back if you want to call on the show or send me an email or whatever. And we can have a good conversation because that's what needs to happen first. You need to be checked out. You just do. And it's okay that you haven't gone because guys are like, we're all like that. I mean, my gosh, I'm a typical guy's guy. I'm like that too. I can be stubborn and think I'm fine and everything else. Only problem is that now I know better. And if you studied and researched and been in practice and all that kind of stuff like I have, you know what when you got to go in. And this is one of those times where you need to go and get it checked out. So do that. Keep me posted. But don't wait. I wouldn't wait longer than 1 week to get that whole process in motion. All right. Thanks for the call, and thanks for being a great listener. 888-283-7272. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio. We're going to Joe now. Hi, Joe.
Hey, Dr. Asa. Thanks for your show. I really enjoy it.
Sure, man. What's up?
I just flunked my over 50 physical. I'm almost 52, and I'm just now getting around to it. PSA count came a little bit elevated.
What was it?
I've got 5.45.
Okay.
And I've got a white blood cell count in the urinalysis. It was six. I don't know how to read it. 16/HPF.
That's okay.
I guess my question is, what are the chances of this being cancer? The doctor put me on Cipro so to rule out any type of prostate infection, and then he's going to, just so he can rule that out.
Yeah.
I guess so. My three main questions are: what do you think about those numbers? Number one, number two, what's your experience with Cipro? Any feedback from people you know? And number three is I've got 12 amalgam fillings in my mouth, and I was wondering if you think that is, bad for my health.
Okay. First thing is, could it be an infection? Yes. First, I need to know this, though. When's the last time? This is your over 50 physical, but did you have one every year?
No, this is my first time. I haven't had a complete physical
in like
ever, I don't think.
Okay, so you're just now having a wake-up call. Hey, it's time to really take care of my health. I need to monitor this stuff. And all that. All right. So, well, here's the thing. The PSA test is really important test, obviously. And when it's over 4, there is an indication potential for cancer. But there's also, I wouldn't jump there yet. The white blood cell count being up a little bit, it's something to consider. Cipro, don't worry about it. You'll recover. Do the Cipro for as many days as they have you on. Take probiotics for the same amount of days when you're done. And that should counteract and keep you okay from your digestive tract. Don't worry about the Cipro. I wouldn't even freak out over that at all. But, as far as the PSA and just the overall process with it, I would just really keep tabs on it and stay close with your doctor. There's a lot of natural things you can do for the PSA blood test, but really get down to this infection. Once they figure that out, that's going to be the key. Eating avocados, salt, palmetto, zinc, there are a lot of natural things you can do to support your prostate function, but stay in touch with your doc on that. You're listening to the Best Healthy Talk Radio.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
You've heard that Step One Foods provides you with physician-developed, real foods that are clinically proven to improve your health. Each natural-based Step One food, whether it's protein bars or pancakes, are all natural ingredients to help you take the best possible care of yourself. Developed by a cardiologist, Step One Foods can help reduce blood pressure and improve overall heart health. Now hear from Adrian, a real Step One Foods customer. Adrian explains why he became a fan of Step One Foods.
For me, if you look back at my history as far as my cholesterol is concerned, it was really hard for me to move those particular ones. After 30 days, my triglycerides went from 160 down to 100.
Now you can make the difference in your health that Adrian did. Go to StepOneFoods.com at StepOneFoods.com or speak with a friendly and knowledgeable Step One Foods representative by calling 866-543-4273. That's 866-543-4273. Step One Foods, the most important step to better health.